Open Windows, May the 26th. Extraordinary experiences. They shall be mine, says the Lord of Hosts, in that day when I publicly recognise and openly declare them to be my jewels. Malachi 3:17. If we have committed ourselves to God thoroughly and really meant with the Lord that we want his full will and we do not want our own, and by his grace we will go that way as he leads and shows, whatever it costs. If we have done that, and then situations have arisen which look terribly complicated and seem to contradict the faithfulness of God, what am I to conclude? What are we going to conclude? We have to conclude one of two things. That God cares nothing for all our devotion and consecration, and just lets us get into a mess, or else that it is under his eye. That is ultimate. We either have to believe God or not to believe him. You have all this here in the Word, and it all bears down upon this, that people who are related in divine foreknowledge and divine sovereign action come into situations like that. But in the end, that sovereignty has been shown to relate to something unusually precious to the Lord. And they shall be mine, saith the Lord of Hosts, even mine own possession, in the day that I do make. Malachi 3:17. The Lord is after something more than ordinary, and he needs a people for it. But such a people will have unusual experiences, inside and out. It will not be the ordinary, normal course, where everything goes well and straightforwardly. It will not be like that for these people. They will go through ways that are torturous and exceedingly difficult. But there is a sovereignty at work. That is my way of analysing and summing up the situation as I see it in the Word. And I can only say to you that it is not foreign and strange to God's special purpose to have experiences like that. Whether it be the remnant of Israel, whether it be the reactions of God in this Christian dispensation, in the book of Revelation, the messages to the churches, which are just on this ground, it is all like this. Nothing seems normal with a people like that, because God is not going to have anything that is just normal, as we call normal. It is something more, something extraordinary. And our experience, therefore, is extraordinary.